Chapter 11. The Nine Situations. The art of war recognizes nine varieties of ground. Dispersed ground, facile ground, contentious ground, open ground, ground of intersecting highways, serious ground, difficult ground, hemmed-in ground, and desperate ground. When a chieftain is fighting in his own territory, it is dispersed ground.
So called because the soldiers, being near to their homes and anxious to see their wives and children, are likely to seize the opportunity afforded by a battle and scatter in every direction.
When he has penetrated into hostile territory, but to no great distance, it is facile ground.
This is because of the facility for retreating. When your army has crossed the border, you should burn your boats and bridges in order to make it clear to everybody that you have no hankering after home.
Ground, the possession of which imports great advantage to either side, is contentious ground.
This is where the few and the weak can defeat the many and the strong, the neck of a pass.
Ground on which each side has liberty of movement is open ground.
Ground on which intercommunication is easy.
Ground which forms the key to three contiguous states, so that he who occupies it first has most of the empire at his command, is a ground of intersecting highways.
The possessor of this ground can constrain most neighboring states to become his allies.
When an army has penetrated into the heart of a hostile country, leaving a number of fortified cities in its rear, it is serious ground. The army is in a serious situation. Mountain forests, rugged steeps, marshes and fens, all country that is hard to traverse, this is difficult ground. Ground which is reached through narrow gorges and from which we can only retire by tortuous paths, so that a small number of the enemy would suffice to crush a large body of our men, this is hemmed-in ground. Ground on which we can only be saved from destruction by fighting without delay is desperate ground. On disperse ground, fight not. On facile ground, halt not. On contentious ground, attack not. Occupy the advantageous position first. If a position of this kind is secured first by the enemy, beware of attacking him. Lure him away by pretending to flee. Show your banners and sound your drums. Make a dash for other places that he cannot afford to lose. Trail brushwood and raise a dust. Confound his ears and eyes. Detach a body of your best troops and place it secretly in ambuscade. Then your opponent will sally forth to the rescue.